You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
We're taking a trip all over the state to talk about some of the most unique and hardest to pronounce place names in Wisconsin.
From Oconomowoc to Waukesha, Ryo to Boscobel, Wisconsin is home to a number of places that can make residents and outsiders stop and scratch their heads.
Here's just a taste of that from a few years ago when the Packers were in the Super Bowl. Good times. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Mike DeSisti had people in Texas try to pronounce names of our Wisconsin cities and towns.
Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa.
Waukesha. Waukesha.
Menomonee Falls.
Muckawanago.
Kaukuna. Kayakuna. Kayakuna.
I don't know. I like some of those variations. Well, for help on those names and many others, we're joined by Jackie Johnson, also known as Miss Pronouncer. She's a former political reporter and founder of the website MissPronouncer.com. Jackie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. So there's a quote about the name Wisconsin that may explain why there are so many unique names found around the state. What is that?
Well, this is according to the Wisconsin Historical Society. Wisconsin is actually the English spelling of a French version of a Miami Indian name for the river that runs about 430 miles through the center of our state.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, now I'll try to recite that back to me.
Well, and so you've got the website, MissPronouncer.com. I'll say we in the radio world thank you profusely for this thing. We go to it a lot for not just
thank
the place
you.
Names, but for the people
Absolutely.
Names, too. So what led you to create MissPronouncer?
So this started a while ago when I was, you know, I just said so at the beginning of a sentence. I told myself not to do that. This started long ago when I was doing morning radio, and there's not many people at the radio station at that time. So when I'm putting together copy, you know, for news reading and anchoring, there's nobody there who I can consult with if I need to know how to pronounce a name of something or other. And you can't exactly call a source at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I started putting together this list of names and other things I thought would be needed in the future. And I put it together for myself, actually. And at the same time, simultaneously, I was messing around with HTML. That's when it was all brand new. And then I ended up putting it together on a website, and it ended up being useful for many other people aside from just myself.
Okay, Jackie, we're going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite name of a place in Wisconsin?
I do, and, you know, I have to think about this one, but I've said it so many times, I think I've got it down, Nanawea Omanahican.
Wow. Where is that?
This one is kind of on the border of Menominee and Shawnee counties. It's in the Menominee Reservation. It's right between two other cities, which are kind of hard to pronounce. It's right between Neopit and Kashina.
And there's also Shawano, which if you read it phonetically, you would say Shawano.
Right.
And this is a nuisance maybe for people who's moving here. It's a job hazard for people in the media. And, you know, we've got some new staffers here from out of state. Or even if you're just, you know, from one part of Wisconsin and you're not familiar with the other part, this is something that can really trip people up, isn't it?
It really can. And, you know, the thing is with a lot of things in life, if you take an educated guess, you can sort of come up with the right answer, probably a big majority of the time. But sometimes an educated guess is not good enough. There's a little place called Gotham. And what was deceiving about it is there used to be a bar there called the Bat Cave. The Bat Cave was located in Gotham, so most people just assumed it was Gotham, but it's not.
Well, and that goes along with Ryo and New Berlin, not how you would expect them to be said either.
Another good one is Levis. It looks like the pair of jeans, Levi's, but it's actually Levis in central Clark County.
I have to say, when you said the educated guess idea, I was actually pretty proud of myself when I moved to Madison because I thought I'd figured out that the stress is usually on a particular syllable with the Native American names. And so for a few years, I said Mazamani because it looked like it should be, but no, it's Mazamani.
Right, and there are just so many of them. You know, Ryo is one which only contains 3 letters in that word, but it's often mispronounced, especially by newbies to the state.
Talking to Jackie Johnson, Miss Pronouncer, about Wisconsin's fascinating place names and differences, problems with pronouncing them. And now part of the problem, Jackie, is not everybody agrees on a city like in southeastern Wisconsin, Racine or Racine, and people argue that on either side, right?
Right. It's really interesting. And my sister was even telling me that she hears on the news yet a third pronunciation, which is, you know, really difficult for me to believe. What was she saying? Oh, geez, I don't even remember. But it's just so so hard to believe.
We could go with the French and say Racine, Racine, which would mean rooted. So there you go. I'm just throwing that out there. So Wisconsin not only has a lot of cities and towns, but there are also a lot of unincorporated areas. How in the world did you go about finding the correct pronunciation for all of these places?
Oh, man, it was a lot of work. And I originally put the cities, towns, villages, and various other things, as you mentioned earlier, lawmakers. And the unincorporated, you know, it was on my to-do list, and I never really got around to it until the state cartographer's office made a map locating all the unincorporated places after doing a lot of thorough research. And they had the map, and then they came to me, and I thought, well, this is the kick in the pants I needed. So then I got the audio to incorporate into their map, and I called around. There were some places that I just knew, considering I lived in the state my whole life, but those I didn't know, I called, you know, librarians, county clerks, local businesses, or just, you know, people I saw walking down the street. I tried to talk to as many people as I can to get at least a couple of different people pronouncing the name so that I had some sort of consensus.
We'll bring on a caller. Reed is with us in Clintonville. That's an easy to pronounce one. Reed, hi. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. I wasn't sure what I just sort of I tuned you in, and I just sort of got a little hint of something there about, she said, between Neopit and Kashina, and I wasn't sure if Ms. Johnson was trying to say Manasakia.
Manasakia is how you say it, Reed, and this is what I can't evaluate.
There's Middle Village there between the two. I didn't hear all of what she had said.
Gotcha, Reed. And that was when I think you said, Jack, you were a little, you were just trying to lock this one down. Manasakia, did you say Manasakia?
No, that I did not say that, but it's interesting that he mentioned Middle Village because what I said, Nanawia Omanahican, is actually the original name for Middle Village. They renamed it, you know, so it's easier to pronounce.
You know, the one that throws me always should be easy, but I have to stop and think, Oregon. And now I cannot in a flow, if I think about it, I know it's Oregon, the state, Oregon, Wisconsin. And I can't do it without stopping and thinking about it. Are there any little ones that trip you like that?
Well,
like
I was going to say, it's like, you know, we're siblings from another mother or something, because I also pause every time I say that, because the state, again, Oregon, and the city just south of Madison is Oregon.
Right. And so you do people names as well, and they can be very tough to pronounce in Wisconsin. Here's a piece from the Wisconsin Radio Network when President Obama was trying to introduce a former Madison mayor.
I especially want to thank our host this evening, the mayor of Madison, your own Mayor Dave, who endorsed me here today. Thank you, Mayor Dave Cheslovsky.
We've got two wonderful mayors in the house. First of all, your own Dave Cheslovich is here.
So there are two variations on Cheslovich there. I, being half Polish, have a pretty good lock on those names. But it must be tough because there's a constant turnover of politicians.
Right. And you would think he'd be informed, you know, by his handlers. They would come to town. And maybe he was, but he just can't remember all of these names. I was also looking, it was just a couple of years ago, that he was in Waukesha, and he said, Waukesha. And I don't even know how that plays into it. And then he was also thanking, at the time, there were many dignitaries there, and he thanked Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jackie Johnson, thanks to her, founder of mispronouncer.com. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.